Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is David there by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, David, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and follow up. We actually had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good borrowing history you had with Leaf Capital. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there might be any plans for growth in the near future we could help you out with.
Probably not, because it looks like I'm going to probably pretty well close my doors. I got some, for my last two accounts just retired on me and everything, and but I basically have, I'm not really doing any lab work right at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could, realistically to try to borrow any more money, I don't have really any funds, because I am looking probably, maybe to borrow $5,000 just to maybe do some, I'm toying with the idea of maybe doing some marketing to try to build it back up, but realistically, as far as borrowing any money for equipment or anything like that, like I said, the main thing that I'd probably, amount-wise, I'd want to borrow is $5,000.
I gotcha. If you were looking to maybe grow the company, get some advertisement going with operations there, it might be something we can help you out with down the road. How long ago did those last two accounts close on you?
Oh, it's been probably about 8 months ago.
Oh, really? So you've been out of operation for that long? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing some work. I did some work with one of the accounts that are from the dentist that bought the practice from my last account that I had, but unfortunately he went back to his old lab. He was used to his old lab, so he went back to him, which has been about 3 months ago. So.
I see. What happened there with the other accounts you had there before the last two? Was this business just kind of slowing down for you, or?
Yeah, I was just slowing down. I'm 62, and things are just slowing down, and, I was comfortable, and, I talked to them about new accounts, but anybody they knew that was still practicing was ready to retire, too. So, and I've never been real good at marketing my business or really haven't had to, because I've been able to get enough work through referrals that, I haven't had to market myself, and now it's kind of a whole new game in the way of marketing and how you get accounts and things like that.
I see. Were you guys pretty local there with your business when it was in operation?
Yeah.
Did you guys have to outsource there any of the production there for the pieces you were producing?
No, it was all in-house. It was all in-house stuff, yeah.
How many employees there were you operating with? Was it kind of smaller there?
Yeah, it was real small. It was just mainly me and my wife. And then a number of years ago, she went back to work because of insurance costs and everything that went up. So
I got you. Well, definitely keep us in mind there. If you do look to ramp the business back up, or if you want to get some marketing or new equipment in there, I mean, it's definitely something we can maybe help you out with down the road. Is there maybe a good email there for you, David? I could shoot you my information for if something does come up.
Yeah, it would be lowercase DD Reef, REI, F as in Frank.
Okay.
721. At yahoo.com.
So I got ddreef721@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot you that email. It'll just summarize the offer.
Okay.
And like I said, it'll have my contact information as well. But, if you do need some additional capital, we can free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue there that you had with the business. So with you know, I know you said you're maybe looking for 5,000, but if we can maybe get you 25 or 50 to get the business back up and running, it's definitely something we could possibly look into there for you. Did you have a timeline of when you might either pull the plug on the business or decide to kind of ramp it back up?
Probably in the next month or so, because I have, I went in on a job interview for another lab to work for them, and they are waiting to get back to me on that.
I see.
They had a couple more people they were looking at to see and all.
I got you.
But, so hopefully, you know, if it turns out, because there's a possibility I might go in and run a department or kind of manage some dentist for them or something like that. So it may be a scenario I might be kind of doing the same thing I'm doing, but under another, you know, I'm getting paid for by another lab to do it.
I got you. Well, yeah, I'll maybe touch base here in a month if something does come up before then, or if you do get the job there at the other location and they end up needing some financing for their business, definitely reach out. And we can kind of just touch base then and see where things are at.
All right. Sounds good.
Good talking to you, David. We'll be in touch.
All right. Yep.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.